Good morning, Lifestylers. This is Monty Deans, and I will be your host for Friday, the 26th of October. And it's a wonderful day. The sun is coming up here in the Pacific Northwest, or I should say getting ready to. It's a little chilly right now, but other than that, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day here. Who's, may I ask, is with us today? If you'd like to just give me your name, telephone number, address, social security number.
This is also Jim from Delaware.
Good morning, Jim.
How are you?
I'm doing real good.
Good.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Maddie, keep you moving around?
It's really good, Monty. Really good. Is Nancy on the line?
She usually is. I don't know if she's here yet, but she'll be here.
I was going to say something to her. I know she saw Oprah yesterday.
Oh, who else is with us this morning?
Hey, this is Darlene.
Darlene?
Uh-huh.
Good morning, Darlene. Anybody else would like to speak up and tell me your name and where you're from? We certainly would appreciate that.
This is Betty in Pittsburgh.
Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Monty.
Who else would like to speak up? Give us your name and where you're from. Okay, well, we'll go ahead and get this call blasted off here this morning I'll be reading a welcome to the call message. The purpose of the Advanced Lifestyle Call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted. The people you will hear today are part of a study pilot group that are actively applying both the principles found in the China Study book by Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Nikan. The China Study with the book began was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. There were 880 million participants. That's a lot of people, folks, attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You are our guest. We ask only that if you find this helpful and see benefit in anything you've learned, please pass on the call number and the time to others. And thank you this morning for allowing us into your home, your car, or your office on October the 26th, 2007. Good morning again, everybody. He got better. So how's everybody out there this morning? Anybody have any questions? We'd like to welcome all new people to the call. That's the purpose of this call, and that is to answer any questions that you might have. For those of you that have been on the call for some time, I know you've got gobs of information you're just dying to talk about, recipes, uh-huhs, or whatever. So why don't we go ahead? Does anybody like to speak up this morning and kick her off and get her started? Nancy, are you here? I guess not yet. Okay. Well, anybody got anything you want to say this morning? Well, I'll say something then, if you don't mind. It's the way it seems to have to work, I guess, is that, we all have certain books that we read and whatever, and I'd like to read something to you this morning because earlier in the week and whatever, we've been talking about two things seems quite a bit about a lot, and that is calcium and, of course, our new product, OsteoDense. But I'd just like to read you something out of a book, and we'll go from here. Okay, well, this will probably, I'm sure, start some conversation. It says, throughout the world, evidence of osteoporosis collates directly with protein intake. In any given population, the greater of intake of protein, the more common and more severe will be the osteoporosis. In fact, world health statistics show that osteoporosis is most common in exactly those countries where dairy products are consumed in the largest quantity, the United States, Finland, Sweden, and the United Kingdom. Nathan Pritikin, of course, a lot of you have heard about him, studied the medical research on that disease and found no basis at all for the Dairy Council viewpoint, which basically the Dairy Council viewpoint says that we got to drink lots of milk, get lots of calcium in our body. So here we go with the information I think will be very interesting to you. And this book that I'm reading out of was basically, I think, 1980-something was when this book was written. But anyhow, it talks about the African Bantu women taking only 350 milligrams of calcium per day. They bear 9 children during their lifetime, breastfeed them for 2 years. They never have calcium deficiencies, seldom break a bone, rarely lose a tooth, and their children grow up nice and strong. How can they do that at 350 milligrams of calcium a day when the National Dairy Council recommends is 1,200? It's very simple. They're on a low-protein diet that doesn't kick the calcium out of the body. And I'll read that again. They're on a low-protein diet that doesn't kick the calcium out of the body. In our country, those who can afford it are eating 20% of their total calories and proteins, which guarantees negative mineral balances, not only of calcium, but of magnesium, zinc, and iron. It's all directly related to the amount of protein you eat. And it goes on to say that the Bantus consume much less calcium than do Americans, yet their oldest women are essentially free of osteoporosis. While the disease is an epidemic in older American women, the dairy industry has said that the Bantus' far higher bone densities on much lower calcium intakes may be due to genetic factors. Now listen to this, and I'm sure most of you out here already know this, but genetic relatives of the Bantus living in the United States and eating the standard American diet have levels of osteoporosis that equal those of their white neighbors. Therefore, the only sensible conclusion in light of all the research is that the Bantus' far lower protein consumption has kept their bones healthier. Of course, then at the other end of that scale, the Bantus are the native Eskimos. If osteoporosis were a calcium deficiency disease, it would be unheard of among these people. They have the highest, get this, they have the highest dietary calcium intake of any people in the world, more than 2,000 milligrams a day from fish bones. On the other hand, if osteoporosis is caused by excess protein in the diet, they would suffer greatly from the disease because their diet is also the very highest in the world in protein. Man, this is amazing. 250 to 400 grams a day from fish, walrus, and whale. As it happens, unfortunately, the native Eskimo people have one of the highest rates of osteoporosis in the world. And so I just want to read this. I'm going to skip down and quit reading here a minute, but I just want to read this to you. It says, this was a research that was done in 1983. And the Journal of Clinical Nutrition reported the results of the largest study of this kind ever undertaken. Researchers at Michigan State and other major universities found that by the age of 65 in the United States, this is amazing, male plant eaters had an average measurable loss, bone loss, of only 3%. Male meat eaters had an average measurable bone loss of 7%. Female plant eaters had an average measurable bone loss of only 18%. Female meat eaters had an average measurable bone loss of 35%. By the time she reaches the age of 65, the average meat eating woman in the United States has lost over a third of her skeletal structure. In contrast, older plant-based diet women tend to remain active, maintaining erect postures, and are less likely to fracture or break bones even with their increased physical activities. If their bones do break or fracture, they heal faster and more completely. And when I read that, I thought, you know, we've heard the China study, people talked on this show about calcium intake and how we, what different people think or different doctors think or whatever. But, you know, it all boils down to basically that animal protein that basically kicks the calcium out of our body, and not only the calcium, but I think I just read it said magnesium, zinc, and iron also. And that's one of the reasons I know osteodense has been mentioned here on the program. And that's really an important factor, folks, of the calcium that we do get, when we do get it now from our plant-based products, and we don't get all that animal protein and everything else, that we're really doing our bodies healthy and good by changing the way we eat, just the way we think, and utilizing one of our newest products. So anybody have any comments?
Auntie, what were you reading from?
I was reading from a book by a gentleman by the name of John Robbins. It's called Diet for a New America, and I think the book was published... Let me just give me a second. The book was published in 1987, copyrighted 1987. Well, here again, all that information has been around for years and years, and whatever. Go ahead, Nancy, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, is it John Roberts?
John Robbins.
Robbins.
R-O-B-B-I-N-S.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, thanks.
Yep. Does it make sense, folks? Is there anybody out there glad that you possibly changed your way of eating in regards to that particular disease?
Well, Monte, this is Maddie. I don't know. You know, some people say by taking the osteodense, they have miraculous results immediately. And for some reason, I think I have been getting something in my knees. I can't seem to get rid of it. First, I thought I just slipped on it the wrong way. Mm-hmm. It's been too long now that I slept on the wrong way, but it hasn't gone back the other way, the way it originally was.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been taking the osteodense. Someone told me the other day to try Zorban Jr.
Zorban Jr.
I want to try it because you just never know, because she said that's what helped her. Mm-hmm. And I've taken some other supplements from the health food store for knee joints.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, I haven't. It may be working an itty bit, not so much that I'm going to jump up and go hallelujah. You know, this is it.
Sure.
And but I am glad that we're eating this way because of my birthday last week. The country club we go to gave me a $20 gift certificate. So my husband and I decided to use that last night. And it was early, and there's nothing on there that we can eat. So I did. We both ordered the same thing. After I ordered one, he was ordering something else. But he always jumps in. After I have ordered, he jumps and orders the same thing. So a lot of times I let him go first so that he doesn't copycat. And then he really wants something, and then but anyhow, we ordered a spinach salad, which was absolutely delicious. And he had little shaved almonds in it. And it had a few little tangerines around the plate. And then we ordered a side order of mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And the potatoes were really, really good. And we were very, very satisfied. So we would have never thought of eating like this previous we started, I guess, back there in August, I think it was, wasn't it, Jim?
Yes, it was.
August, yeah. And you thought it was very good, too, didn't you?
It
was really very satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were going to order another type of salad or something. Is that true?
True.
Well, he should be like that with me all day long. I would love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. One answer.
Well, you know, that's the thing I found out about this particular program, and that's eating this new way. It's just nice to be able to be creative and to be able to look at food in totally a different aspect, you know. I've always thought when I was on the lifestyle program, you know, that food became my new drug, and I found that really worked for me and everything else like that. In regards to your knees and everything else like that, one of the things I do find, and it was hard for me sometimes to remember when I first started the lifestyle, you know, I wanted instantaneous results and whatever, and I did get good results over time and everything else. But, you know, it's just that sometimes I didn't realize how long it took me to get in the position that I was at health-wise, but yet I was looking for that magic instant. And that's just the way we are. That's the way we've been raised and whatever is instant gratification, and so it is. So then when we do something and I did this, you know, and I wasn't where I was the next day, it didn't become discouraging to me, but I really realized that as things started to improve, that I knew that I was headed in the right direction. And with this new osteodense, you know, like Dr. Nadeau says, it's not a miracle a pill or whatever, but it's something that over time is going to take its toll. And you think of all the years, and I know I'm 66 years of age, and I know of all the years and being a man, you know, that I'm sure I've lost a whole lot of calcium or whatever. And it's just not going to, one pill isn't just going to take it and slam it all back in, you know, my bones are going to fill back up again and then start having that density right away. But I know. nice thing I think I like about this product is when they talk about reserves, is that we're now, what we're doing, we're allowing our bodies with this new product to be absorbed more calcium within our body to our bone area or wherever Dr. Daydu is pushing it for us, okay, as an example. But we're getting more in than what our body is required to utilize on a daily basis. So now we're building that reserve. We're starting to build that bank up now, just like a savings account or whatever. You know, if you just put 10 cents a day in it for every day, you know, at the end of the month you got quite a bit, but 10 months down the road you got a whole lot more. And that's the way I try to look at Osteodense, is that all I'm doing, even at my age, is still putting that reserve back in to where I'm no longer draining out of those bones and pulling that stuff out without being able to get some back in, but yet getting the amount that my body has required, my brain and everything else, to function properly that it needs to do. So that's why I just love this new product. Now, one of the things I found out about the Osteodense that is amazing, and I heard it a lot, I heard it on this call, and I've heard it on other testimonial calls that I listen to, conference calls or whatever, but one of the things had to do about sleep, as how people seemed to be sleeping a little better at whatever, and I found that so true for me.
And that was the thing I was going to bring up. The very next thing I was going to say to you, and even at Kelsey's, with the Osteodense, where I hear other people are working, but I have had to go on a pharmaceutical to make it sleep. And so I do take one, and my husband says he knows when I don't take it, because then I'm up at 5 in the morning. But it has not, either one of them has not, you know, the way I hear other people say, oh my God, it knocked them out, they slept, they had they were dreaming all this stuff and wonderful things.
Well, I don't...
And I guess, go ahead.
I don't get all that, but I do get, I notice that I don't wake up as much as I used to, and I take my Osteodense, and again, because I've always believed in our calcium product, okay? And I believe in our calcium product only because it has other things in there than just calcium. Some people take the calcium so much a day, or one in the morning, one in the afternoon, one at night, and hey, that's great, okay? But like we also discussed on this call the other day, is that we got to do what we feel works best for us. And when I looked at our calcium, and I looked at the labeling, and I'm the kind of person that if it says something on it, I want to find out what it is. But when it talked about all the things that are in calcium, just in our calcium, just not our calcium, but the vitamin D and the K and the B6 and the B12, and you know, we've heard that people that eat a plant-based diet should have more vitamin B12. I mean, it's something to be aware of on down the road, you know, 3 to 5 years. That because of that particular way that B12, but here we got it. We got it in our calcium. We got B12. I looked further down and we got valerian. We got lemon balm. And if you look that up in the Google search or whatever, you find those are sedative type of a herb, which in turn allows the body to relax. And I can never always remember Ruth saying it way back when, even the lifestyle call, she happened to mention something about how it was a relaxing agent and how it actually helped. And that's one of the things why I only take my calcium, and I take it at night. And what I do is I take my 2 calcium tablets almost an hour before I go to bed. I take my 2 calcium and my Osteodense, because I'm thinking in myself that I believe that calcium is absorbed in the body mostly in the prone position. But when I can get all those things in my calcium along with my Osteodense, that's the reason I believe that I'm sleeping and my body is relaxing more, which then allows it to get into that deeper type of a sleeping situation. And that's why I believe, in my situation, why those 2 products together work better. And then I take my cleanse just before I go to bed. Matter of fact, the last thing I take at night before I go to bed,
do you
I take
use that
cleanse.
Every night?
I use the cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Every night?
Sure, but what I do is I go on it for 90 days, and then I'll come off it from anywhere from 2 weeks to a month. And I don't notice when I come off it, I really don't notice a huge change in the, I'll use this properly, I hope, in the firmness of my stool. I don't seem to get much firmer than when I was actually taking the product. But I believe, like we mentioned the other day, is that not only is the cleanse, the detoxifying cleanse that we have, okay, beneficial in regards to the colon, I believe it's beneficial for the liver and the blood and everything else like that, that it actually detoxifies. And the thing I like about it, it's what I call a soft or a smooth type of way of keeping the body, keeping that stuff out of my colon, keeping it moving, it keep moving it through, and not allowing it to get to that position. But also understanding that I need, and I remember Dr. Can't think of his name right now. The gentleman named this Pedersen. You know how he said, you know, that you the our bodies do become. We need to every once in a while come off a product for a little while so that our body doesn't become addicted. That's the word I was looking for, addicted to that particular thing, particularly when it comes to herbs and that sort of stuff. Okay?
Maddie?
Yes?
Are you sleeping or using the Elastomag knee wrap at all?
What I have been using is the palm mag, and I have used the super minis, one on each side.
Mm-hmm.
I use different things, you know.
I find with my knees when I'm having a challenge with either one, if I sleep with the Elastomag wrap, it really makes a big difference for me.
Not really wrong with the Elastomag wrap. Every time I use that, it slips down to in the bend of my knee, like in the back.
Uh-huh.
It's not quite long enough. You know, it may make another 4 inches.
I sleep with it, and I don't have a challenge just sleeping with it.
Mm-hmm.
Walking with it is a different story, but just I find, you know, that's what my body's feeling anyway, and I just
mm-hmm.
find that sleeping with it is a big help for me.
Mm-hmm.
So you might want to try that and see if it makes any difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Monty, this is Jim. I heard you loud and clear when you mentioned that sometimes it takes time for
mm-hmm.
for some people with any given product or any given
sure.
situation. And I know that the osteodent and the calcium has worked extremely well for me,
mm-hmm.
almost right out of the box, so to speak. But I think that depending on one's body and health challenges, sometimes you can't expect maybe any result the first month, the second month, maybe not even the third month. But if you keep doing it, you know, at some point in time, you know, it's like a staging and something that at some point in time, you'll probably see something go. I mean, that's my firm belief anyway.
Can I ask a question about the osteodents? Has anybody heard about anyone who literally has bone and bone that has seen results?
Somebody, I thought on this call or another call, has tested themselves and seemed to have had some increase or something. I don't know who call that is. I don't know if it's this call or another call. So many calls we listen to.
I was just wondering how long that's taking to get results. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think Jim has said a very, 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 very important thing, and that is that we are all different. We are all... Our bodies are structured different, so, you know, it's kind of like what he mentioned when you might take 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, or somebody might get immediate results. Well, I just go back and relate that again to how sometimes exercise, that we get into an exercise program, we do it for 30 days, and all of a sudden we don't see tremendous results or the results we think we're going to get, and then we quit it, and then pretty soon we're right back to where we were, whether it be weight or whether it be mobility or the reason that we're doing doing the exercise. And that's why I just think we need to just have the faith and stay on it and realize that the research that was done in most of our products and everything else, we're going to, somewhere down the road, that is going to have a beneficial effect within our bodies.
Unfortunately, as American people, we want everything to happen yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We're all looking for that.
And we still want that magic bullet.
It's just like the lotteries. You can imagine all the money that's spent on a daily or weekly basis in regards to people buying a lottery ticket, in regards to the Mega Millions or the whatever the ones that are out there, and, you know, hoping that that's that one ticket. But when you really stop and think about it, how many other people are thinking the same thing when they bought that lottery ticket? But yet there's only one winner.
I'd be glad to share it. That's why I only buy one ticket. I only need one, and I'd be thrilled to share it with you.
Jim, did you hear that? Nancy said when she hits that big one, she's going to share it with everybody on this call. Now, that is pathetic. Nancy, I'd like to thank you. Everybody on this call, go out today and tell 10 people that if you're on this call, when this lady hits the lotto, she's going to share it with all of us. I mean, we will have There'll be 100 people on this call.
It would be my pleasure.
Nancy, I'd like to thank you.
I always say, Monte, we always promise it when you don't have it. When you hit it, it's another thing.
Yeah, the other thing I always love is when somebody gets the lottery and they're a janitor or they've just got a normal job, they say, well, what are you going to do with this $137 million? Are you going back? Oh, I'm going back to work. I still need my job. And I go, man, if I ever hit that sucker, of course, no way. But Nancy, you're so true. We kind of, when we get into particularly health, because we all realize, I'm sure, how health is so important to all of us, and we definitely want it and everything else. Unfortunately, me, I didn't. I wished I'd understood. You know, like always, we always want this too. I wished I'd knew what I knew now back when. Well, I really wished I had of, because I really feel that not only for me, but my son and other people that I've had an influence in regards to possibly the way they eat and whatever. And it's just like, you know, they say that. I was reading something, I think it was on television or something, and they came up, they were looking at people that were kind of obese, but then you had people that were a lot thinner, but yet hung around people that were overweight, and then eventually the way that it ended up is that the people that were overweight didn't usually end up coming down to the weight of the people that they normally associated with. What normally happened was the thinner person normally ended up going towards health-wise and obesity-wise and weight-wise, close more to the people that they associated with. And I thought that was an amazing, amazing survey and why that happened. But that's what we don't realize is the influence that we have on people around us, not just our families or whatever, but people we associate with, people we do things with, family members, neighbors, you know, just whatever. We do have an influence on those people because people are looking and do want good health. And we have it, and we can show it, and we are prime examples of that. People seem to want to know what we're doing. You know, how many of you on this call, and you don't necessarily have to speak up, but how many in this call have lost 20, 30 pounds or whatever, and somebody's clapping and says, oh, what do you do? You look so good. What are you doing? You know, and that's so true. Remember, we are very visible to people. You know, God gave us two eyes, and that was to look and observe, and most of us do. And we do notice changes in people. And when people have a change in their health, good or bad, people notice. And that's why I think it's really so weak. They're just walking testimonials in regards to either the new way of eating or whatever we are particularly doing in regards to that.
I have seen where studies show that if you get married and one spouse is thin and the other is not, that the thinner one gains weight. I wonder if they have tested this men against women. Because I have a feeling if the woman is the thinner one, the likelihood is that she is not going to gain the weight if she's a thin person.
I have no idea, Nancy.
That would be interesting because
really
she's generally the one who does the cooking and the buying of the food. And if she doesn't allow it into the house, the chances are... I remember the first time I went on Weight Watchers, my husband lost weight.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. And I totally agree with you. I think the person that is cooking the meals in the house... It will determine what the lifestyle or the health is of an individual, weight or whatever. But also, I believe, in today's society, because of where we have come from 30, 40 years ago to where we are today, is that food now is no matter where you are, no matter where you go, no matter where you stop. You stop for gas, you can walk in and get a sandwich. You can get Winchell's Donuts, or you can get a Subway is inside the grocery, in the gas station. Everywhere you go, you get a vending machine in front of you. Everywhere you go out to a party or to a meeting or something. Now people have got cookies in the back of the room, or they've got candy there for you. They've got always something. To where now, even though the wife might be cooking properly in regards to the home meals, it's so easy now for all of us, our children and whatever, to be able to get any kind of food we want about any particular time of the day, or I should say 24 hours a day.
If you get into the habit of getting gas and going in,
yep.
You're going to buy something.
Yep.
That's why I say it's a pump. But, you know, if you start those negative habits, that's when it really becomes dangerous.
I know it. And that's you bring up another good thing. You know, it's just habits. It's kind of like, I'm gonna jump here real quick, if people don't mind, too. And I know a lot of you have this book. It's called The Perfect Health by a lady by the name of Marianne Scheer, The Natural Way. But on chapter 16, she talks about making the transition. And she says, by now you are probably overwhelmed. Where do I start? How can I can hear you say, then she goes on. But she has some notes in here. She says, this is not a diet, it is a lifestyle. One of the other headings is, know that a lifelong lifestyle cannot be changed overnight. It says, old habits die hard, as is a most appropriate click at this point. And then another big one, as she says here, she says, with each meal, with each month that passes, strive to improve your overall diet. And then she says, this is not a give-up diet, it is an add-to diet. And then she says, another big heading here, it says, know that wrong cravings will eventually be fewer and further apart. And there we talk about what Jim talked about. You know, that people sometimes, we just got to keep going, and if we stay with the program, that we will lose those pounds or we'll get away from that particular type of food. Another thing she said, cravings for good foods will increase with time. Cravings for good food will increase with time. And that's exactly what Nancy just said. If we don't have it in the house, we won't get, we or our family, our members are not going to eat it. And it says, eat as well as you can, for as long as you can. That all goes, in other words, for as long as you can. That'll be good health, living as long as you can. And the better health you eat, in most cases, the longer you live. And she's got some more in there. But I just really think that chapter 16, for those of you that are maybe fighting the transition, it says also, do not feel guilty for not sticking to the lifestyle 100%. Don't be too stupid to get well. That's one of her headings. That's not me saying that, okay? Get into chapter 16 for those of you that have the book, and I know it's a recommended reading. You can get it from Focus on Growth, Blue Ribbon Video, or wherever you particularly decide to get your books. But there's a lot of good information here, folks. Just don't buy a book, read it a little bit, and then throw it on the counter or table or whatever, and just go back and continue reading. And I guess that's my main point that I want to get at today, is don't give up. Remember, you're shooting for good health. You're on this call every morning because you enjoy socializing with people. You enjoy hearing about new recipes. You enjoy hearing about a better way of living. You enjoy hearing testimonies. A lot of you give them yourself, and that's what we're here for, and that is to support one another. And we're coming upon the end of this Friday, but that doesn't mean that just because we're coming upon the end of Friday or the weekend's coming here that we have to venture away from all the good information and things we've learned this last week on this particular call. And I know a lot of you have spoken up, and I wasn't able to be on the call around the first couple days of the week, but I mean to tell you, this is just absolutely amazing when I get to talk to people that I know they're heading in the proper direction, and you need to feel proud about that. And pat yourself on the back, and pat your spouse on the back that's supporting you and doing it is what you're doing together, because, you know, just living life together and doing it in the same path and heading in the same direction has to be very, very important in regards to a very well life. So that's all I've got to say.
I have a question before you close, Martin.
Yes.
Has anybody tried the chili? I think Dottie, somebody, sent it down. But in the very end of it, it said you have to use two pots. Has anybody tried that recipe for chili?
I've never seen that one.
I haven't. Yes, I've had that recipe, but what I do is I just take everything, because it's only me basically in the house. Mother eats some of the stuff I eat, but not all the stuff that I eat. So I just take everything that I do. Like if it says for like the recipe for eight, if I just want to make it for four, then I just take and split everything down the middle, and now I have a recipe for four. So you can determine if, like it said for the two pots there,
right,
you can take that and just split that in half, and then you're probably going to have a nice good, I don't know how many servings are in that particular one.
And see how simple that is? That has stopped me from making that recipe just over
one. Oh, no, just take everything, cut it down. You might even want to cut it, if you cut it to half and it's still too much, then cut it to quarter. You know, cut it again in half. And that's the way I've always done with the recipes, particularly when I started eating this new way, because everything, it seemed to either be for six or eight people. Well, I ain't six or eight people, and I don't like to eat the same thing eight times every meal, but I would eat it six meals in a row. Maddie, thanks for bringing that up. See, these
Martin,
questions, yes.
This is Ann from Idaho. I've been on the gallery here for about a month, but Bob Richards told us that the oxyodent and the calcium should not be taken together. The calcium should be, or the oxyodent should be taken with a meal. Can't the calcium be taken with a meal? I from the beginning, I was...
You just don't take them together.
I thought you did.
Wow. No.
What happens to you if you do?
I don't know. It didn't say. It just said together.
I get great results taking together myself, but I appreciate that because there again, you know, that's information. I have not seen that information unprinted anywhere that I can think of, but it does talk about osteodense should be taken with a meal. But you know what I could do? Thank you for that. I could have a snack an hour before I go to bed and do it then.
I've done that. But I also was taking my calcium then.
No, thank you for saying that because that's
a really,
doubt,
see? I've not heard that before.
Here again, Ann, thank you, because that's another way that we in turn can, for those of us that want to be a little creative in tweaking something, that's the way that we can tweak it.
Hmm.
So thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. How long have you been on the call?
About a month.
Good. Are you learning anything?
I am.
Good. Are you getting any, feel you're getting any good results with the way, new way of eating or modifying or do whatever you're doing?
I think I'm getting healthier. And,
that's
the main thing.
That is the main thing. And I, again, appreciate you for speaking up and giving me that information because that makes me...
I'm going to have to say this. When you say even now you can get yourself a snack before going to bed, snacking and going to bed doesn't go together.
The old lifestyle does, though.
Well, then we get into that situation. Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, it all depends how much you snack, Maddie. Jim, is that did I hit something there on the head or should I keep my mouth shut? Okay. Hey, I love each and every one of you out there, you know. So don't be offended at anything I might possibly say to you because it's just life, and we want to laugh and have some fun and do that. And like Ann talked about, have some great good health, and that's what we're all here on the call for.
I just have a suggestion.
When
I make chili, I make four pots.
Oh, God.
Stop letting me. I will never make it this year.
I freeze it. I freeze it so that if we want chili for dinner, all I have to do is defrost it.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh. I know. I knew that was what you were going to say.
Always do that. I don't want to make it every couple weeks.
Now, look out, Nancy. You're trying to tell us in one way that you're not too of an energetic person sometimes.
Oh, because... much work. Believe me. Who wants to do that?
Well, if you cook more, you'd burn more metabolism.
That's the answer.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get out of here. We're having too much fun.
Shut your mouth.
Okay. Let me close this thing off. Let me thank all of the... Yes.
Honey, may I say just one thing? My understanding is we are supposed to take calcium in with our osteodent. It seems to me like it's in the literature.
Why don't we do this? Because we have the weekend, and I've got some literature around here and whatever, but that might be something that we might come back with. Somebody might want to research and see exactly what it does say. But, you know, Bob Richards, we all know who he is, you know, but I certainly would. But I, here again, like I say, I think each and every one of us have to do whatever it is we feel as we want to do, and I thank for that comment because now that I'll do some research on that and do some checking and go from there. Particularly, I'll go to Dr. Naidu's site. I don't think he talks about it on his site or whatever, but other than that, again, thank you. Anybody else have any last thing you want to say before we just wrap her up for this week? Okay, well, I got something to say, and on the first, I'd like to thank each and one of our Active Study Pilot Group for their time commitment to this program, and second, thanks to all of our guests for their attendance today, and thank you for speaking up. If you've never spoken up before, I really appreciate that. That information that you gave us, Ann, I believe, is very important, and I thank you again for that. And if you have any questions or comments, let me direct you to the person that invited you to this call. Have a wonderful day, and please join us again. And I'm hoping Char is back on Monday. I don't know if she's going to be here or not, but somebody will be here. So other than that, have a great day, have a great weekend, and just go out and enjoy life. Talk to you all later. Have a great day.
Sunday.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. Yep. All you too.